Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 10th, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with GUI Pick of the Week. It's going to be Halloween Ends, the saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode, comes to a spine-chilling climax in the final installment of the franchise. Set 4 years after the events of Halloween Kills, even the entire town went after him in the last movie and was still unable to stop the unstoppable and unkillable evil force. All right, for TV pages on Monday, CW has All-American and All-American Homecoming premiere. Tuesday, CW has the premiere of The Winchesters and The Professionals. Wednesday, FXX has the finale of Archer. Thursday, nothing. For Friday, CW has the premiere of Penn and Teller Fool Us and Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Saturday and Sunday, nothing. For movies coming out this week, like I said, you have Halloween Ends, and that's pretty much it. For Blu-rays, you have Beast and Barbarians. For online services, Netflix, you have Spirit Rangers, Eliza Schlesinger, Hot Forever, Island of the Sea Wolves, Someone Borrowed, Exceptions, The Watcher, The Playlist, Sue Perkins, Perfectly Legal, Everything Calls for Salvation, The Curse of Bridge Hollow, Take One, and Holy Family. For Hulu, you have Grime Cuddy and Rosaline. Disney, you have Big Shots Season 2. HBO, you have Avenue 5 and Oh Hell. And for Paramount, you have Never Seen Again. For video games coming out this week, you have Evil, In Sound Mind, No More Heroes 3, Lego Brick Tales, Fueled Up, The Eternal Cylinder, The Last Oroku, Triangle Strategy, Dragon Ball The Breakers, NHL 23, Mario Kart Racers 3, Slime Speedway, PGA Tour 2K23, and Scorn. For GUI News, new episodes are going to be coming up sometime this week. Check social media and the websites for more details. For one more thing, Apple new crash detection feature is supposed to kick in during life-threatening situations, and that's a wonderful thing. I'm glad Apple has done this, but apparently it's also triggered by something a lot less serious, roller coasters. The feature, which works on new iPhone 14s and Apple Watches, is supposed to detect severe car crashes and help users reach emergency services. But it has been mistaking roller coaster rides for crashes, according to the Wall Street Journal and the theme park website Coaster 101. Sarah White, a 39-year-old dentist, told the Journal that her iPhone 14 Pro automatically called 911 when she went on the Mystic Timbers, the 109-foot roller coaster in Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio. The ride reaches speeds up to 53 miles per hour. The owner of this iPhone was in a severe car crash and is not responding to their phone. The automated voice said it was on the call to 911 before providing the latitude and longitude coordinates. Screams from others on the ride can be heard in the background of the call. Oh, hell. Emergency services responded to the park but didn't see any such accident, per the 911 report cited by the Journal. The Warren County Communications Center, which received the call, gave the Journal six such recordings of unnecessary crash detections it has received, spurred on by rides at Kings Island. The Apple spokesperson told the Journal that the features are extremely accurate in detecting severe crashes, but will continue to improve with time. This isn't only happening at Kings Island. The website Coaster101.com reported that the amusement park Dollywood has posted signs at two of its most high octane rides. Cell phones and other devices should not be brought on the attraction, the sign reads. Due to the dramatic movement of the experience of this ride, Apple Watches and similar devices may activate their emergency call function. To prevent your device from making such unintended 911 calls, please turn it off or enable airplane mode. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, leave us an email at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com or call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.